I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson The Secret. I am here with the lovely Chris from Love Island. Hello, Chris.
Hi, I'm here still. I came back.
He did. He went against his word. Do you hate it when I call you Chris from Love Island? Because, I mean, you're so much more than Chris from Love Island. Should I?
Oh, thank you. No, I don't mind it, but I could do without it, okay. To be honest. I prefer Christopher, to be fair, but nobody ever listens to that.
Can I actually just say, I was sending my sound tech your email this morning, and you're Christopher Rupert. Mm. Is that your name?
Yeah, you should see my other email address. It's sexybadboy6969@gmail.com.
Oh, brilliant.
I didn't want to give him that one. I thought it might have been a bit weird.
No, I feel like that's excellent. You should use that as your professional
Rupert,
one.
Rupert is a... Yeah. Rupert is a name that I made up because my name is Christopher James Taylor. And to me, that is... I've got three fucking first names. Thank you, Mum and Dad. Appreciate that. And it's kind of dry. I've got three very Christian names. And I just thought, do you know what? Snazz it up a little bit. So my Facebook name for like 10 years, don't have Facebook anymore. I had to delete it before I went on Love Island, just in case. my Facebook name was Christopher James Rupert Taylor. So Christopher Rupert is just an email address that was available at the time. But people are really confused by that.
Oh, I thought it was your middle name and I got really excited. I like the bear.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't like my name that much, to be fair. I wish it was something else, but...
I like it.
With the one you got in
you. You sound so posh. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
It's like I'm...
Weird that I'm not.
You're just a little northern scumbag like me.
Yeah.
I have been dying to ask you something. I spoke to you yesterday. I'm speaking to you today. I can no longer keep it in.
Yeah.
Are you getting with Maura or not? Tell me.
Tell me. No, we're not.
I'm not convinced.
Me and Maura are very, very...
I'm not convinced, Chris. No, I think you'd be the best couple.
Yeah, potentially. But we've never really thought about it like that. We're just really good mates. We're like just super close. We care about each other. Like we look out for each other. We basically like... bully each other. I don't think we ever say anything nice to each other's faces, but that's just sort of like our banter, isn't it? Like she's Irish and that's like the Irish banter and that's my kind of banter anyway. So if you were around us together, you'd be like, these two fucking hate each other. But we don't. We like each other as mates. And the thing is, you know, it's never something that's like crossed our minds. And I think it wouldn't happen for the fact that like, we wouldn't want to lose the friendship. Do you know what I mean?
And I get that.
We just don't see each other that way. So we're platonic, as they say, platonic friends.
I get that. But I mean, I've got loads of lad mates who I could never sort of even entertain the idea of doing anything with. Cause like you say, like the hard to come by friends of the opposite sex and you don't want to ruin it and stuff. But like, I just want to plant this little seed here. Like as an outsider, totally neutral looking in, I met Maura once and she is one of the best looking women I've ever seen in real life. Like I felt like I'm at her and Curtis at the same time. And like, I didn't even look at him. Like, I just stared at Maura the entire time. I was like, you, Jesus Christ, woman. Like, were you made in a lab? Like, she's unbelievable. Yeah. And if you and her were to get together, your babies would be both stunning and smart and also funny. And like, I could be a godmother and, oh, God, just think of it. Nah. Think of it, man. Oh, you'd just be... The genetical potential there is stupid. It's ridiculous. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
It's good to get your opinion on it, Vic.
I don't like to sit on the fence.
Yeah. I didn't think you'd hold back, to be honest.
So, yeah, just putting it out
there. It's not in your nature, is it?
Nah. I like to call a spade, and I would like to see you two shag.
No.
But come on.
I think it'd just be weird if we did, to be honest.
Well, never say never. I'm just going to leave that there, give our listeners something to think about. What is your relationship like, history like, Chris? Because obviously you left Love Island with Harley, I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a thing for Geordie birds, yeah. Haven't you? Amber, Harley.
Yeah, true, actually.
Yeah, got a little bit of a type going on there.
Relationship history. Mm. Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Just a bit too late, son.
You guys can't see, but I'm flicking my eyebrows at Vicky right now.
And I'm pleased Erkan's not in because I'm so hot under the collar.
I've lured her in. She's locked in.
Tell me about your relationship history.
What's your actual question then? So relationship history.
Yeah, are you like a relationship guy or do you like to play the field? Like, what's your vibe, mate?
I've gone through phases. I've had probably I'd say two serious relationships in my life. One lasted 9 months in uni, but say 9 months, we basically spent every day of our lives together because we was in uni, had nothing else to do. Yeah. So that was a lot longer in actual. That was probably the equivalent of about a 2 or 3 year relationship.
It's like and a Love Island relationship, isn't it? It's like accelerated.
Yeah, it was intense. Mm. It was intense. And my last relationship was when I was sort of like 25, 24, 25, and that lasted for about 18 months, but it was kind of killed by distance because she moved to Bournemouth.
Oh, God.
And I lived in Leeds. So that is an absolute trek. That's 5 hours each way on a train. And then it was just daft. Like, we lived so far apart that when we saw each other, you never get to have like the little bickers that get the arguments out of the way. So when we had an argument, it'd just be massively explosive. Oh. And it just got to the point where I was like, do you know what? I think we should maybe just stop this. So we did.
Long distance.
And then I've been single ever since. Oh. So, yeah. I've just been doing my bit for society.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. I didn't. It just came out my mouth. I don't know what that means.
You've been sowing your single oats.
Yeah, just
have you been sowing your single oats?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. What else am I meant to do?
You're young, free, and single.
I'm going to sit on my hand until it goes numb and then rub one out.
I honestly have never known of a boy admitting to do that. Have you ever done that?
No, I don't. It's called The Stranger, and I don't like the idea of that.
I think the name is super creepy. The name would put me off.
Exactly, the name creeps me out, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't do that.
So you're single at the moment, but you're happy being single.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm really content with my single life at the moment. Like, I'm probably getting to the stage now where I'm like, yeah, okay, I could probably like have a relationship now. I go in and out of phases. Sometimes like, yeah, I want a relationship. Sometimes like, no, I actually love doing whatever I want. But I think I've just got to find the right person that lets me do whatever I want, doesn't get weirded out by the stuff that I do. Mm. Not that I'm... That sounded wrong in the context of ranking. I'm digging a hole.
No strangers.
Just like, you don't like the weird videos and stuff like that and weird, like, I haven't got many weird habits. Oh, I talk to myself a lot, but apart from that, just somebody like gets me type thing. I think, yeah. I don't even know what we're talking about now. I've lost my train of thought. I'm just babbling and just talking about wanking too much.
Don't worry. Like, you obviously haven't listened to my podcast. Most people do this. This is the part where it descends into that anyway.
So. Oh, right. Sweet. Okay. Yeah.
But I think finding the right person is like super hard and you shouldn't rush it. I know I feel in this industry in particular, it's very difficult to find someone that you think you can trust with sort of all the things you're going through and the new situation you're in. And, and you're very, like, and I hope you don't think this sounds patronising, but you're dead fresh to this. So I feel like it is quite a difficult thing to navigate initially. So yeah, mate, take your time, do you?
No, it is. It is. Yeah, you really don't know kind of like what's going on when you come out of the villa, and obviously you get this weird life thrust upon you. And then you kind of have to go back to the drawing board with like trusting people and stuff like that. You don't know whether people's intentions are pure and things like that. So you're navigating all of that random stuff. It's just kind of weird. And I think like coming out of Love Island, like obviously going into Love Island, I was looking for a relationship, but then coming out, your perspective kind of changes because you have to adjust to this new way of being. And it's kind of a bit odd, and it's kind of sort of like uncharted territory. And you just need time to get used to that a little bit, and learn the tricks of how to read people and see what they're in it for by things they're saying and things they do, and do you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. So yeah, I think I'm about there, to be honest. It's been a year now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get over it.
No, it's about time. Get yourself an OK Mag deal. Yeah. Pull a bird.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, everyone talks so much about how reality TV has changed their life and wouldn't be where I am now, that this amazing platform. And I completely like agree with that. Like I've so fortunate from all of the things, from the opportunity of Geordie Shore to end up where I am now. But people often don't talk about some of the pitfalls of reality TV.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you cannot talk about Love Island in this day and age without addressing some of the more negative things that have come off the back of it. We've obviously lost a couple of amazing young people. And I don't think it's entirely in part to the show. I'm not saying that at all. But you can't ignore that there is a strong connection. How did Love Island reality TV, being famous, affect your mental health?
Oh, that's actually a really tough question.
I'm sorry. I knew it was going to be, but I want to know. And you're so honest. I just felt like I could ask.
I've always been quite stable mentally anyway. I wouldn't have gone on the show if I didn't think I could handle it, and I wouldn't have been let on the show if I couldn't handle it, as per very, very smart psychologists' assessments. I think coming out, it is really, really difficult at first. You have to adjust to things. But what I will say for ITV and the welfare side of things is they do absolutely nail it. Like I've got a bit of anxiety. I've kind of got to the point where I can manage it now because of the show. So it's a really good thing that I faced all of those things that I was worried about and come out the other side, and now I'm kind of like a much more confident person for it. But they really sort of take care of you in there. I had a treadmill because I said, like, the way I deal with my anxiety is I run every day, and they put a treadmill in there for me.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Really, they and you know, like, since coming out, I've got two psychologists. I see one sort of like every couple of weeks and one twice a year for bigger check-in.
Is this through the show, Chris, or is this like off your own back?
Through the show, ITV cover that.
And
you know, you have a certain amount of sessions, and then you speak to your psychologist and say, I want more sessions, and they get you more sessions, and you know, they just keep doing that. And I think it's daft to not take free psychiatry because it's expensive, and it's really bloody helpful. Even if I just talk to her, I just say things from my face at her face, and I don't know why I explained it like that. Everyone gets what talking is, and yeah, it's just really helpful to have something to vent, and it's kind of made me better at talking about my feelings, because obviously I don't really know her. I trust her because I know that it's all totally confidential. We can't go anywhere, but it's made me better at talking about my feelings and that. I think I'd probably be saying something very different if they hadn't taken care of it the way that they have. I think they've absolutely nailed the welfare side of things, and obviously that's something that's changed because of the horrific things that have happened to some people on the show.
Of course.
And you know, they have a duty of care to make sure that it's managed, you know, the sudden fame. And there's no other situation that exists that I'm aware of at the moment, apart from Love Island and very, very similar shows, where you go from literally just
abject obscurity, you know, to huge fame overnight, Chris. Overnight.
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen on, like, I mean, Geordie Shore was probably slow growth for you over the years.
Such a slow burner, mate. Fucking took us 5 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in Love Island for 15 days.
Jesus.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference between that show and, you know, there's some other similar shows that are coming out now that are probably going to have the same impact, but none of them are done in the way that Love Island is, as in it's recorded and then a day later you get the episode, it's live turnaround, you go in and then you come out and it's a different world. None of them sit like that apart from Love Island. So, you know, they've had to take precautions and they've done a really good job of getting it down. And they literally, before, when I was on the call, I had a phone call off one of the welfare team. They ring you all the time. So you've got the welfare team that ring you all the time, check you're all right. You've got your psychologist, you've got a second psychologist. Yeah. And yeah, they've really sort of dealt with that side of things. And fingers crossed, they've done enough to prevent anything like that happening again, because it's just an absolute travesty.
I agree. And I think you dealt with that so eloquently, Chris. So thank you. I knew you'd be the right person to ask. But it's very reassuring to know that ITV are taking the necessary precautions to look after people like yourself. Because, we don't want any more horrific tragedy.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You say there, I was only in there for 15 days, which for someone like me who spent 5 years slogging our guts out on Geordie Shore, slut-dropping and drinking Jaeger bombs, it's an absolute punch in the dick to hear, like, you just went 15 days, balls to the wall, like, massive fame when you come out. But you'd think what goes up that fast must come down that fast, but evidently not. You should be proud of yourself.
I'm kind of. Should I pat myself on the back?
Yeah, do it. Sit on your hand, though, first, so it feels like someone else is doing it.
The stranger.
So do you love your career now? Are you pleased with yourself? What is it you want to do with all this fame and following you've got?
Yeah, it's a good question. I love what I do right now. So most of the stuff that I do right now is a mix of presenting and content creation. The main thing that I want to do is presenting. I want to be like a fully-fledged presenter on a TV channel. And it doesn't really matter what the nature of the show is. Hopefully it's something funny. But, I've done screen tests for certain things that that could have been really good, but didn't happen. We won't mention the channel.
Damn it. You missed a trick though.
massive trick. So that's the kind of thing that I'm focusing on. So as I said, I'm sort of like, I've written a podcast. I'm thinking about what other things I can do in the presenting space to work towards getting that thing. And obviously COVID's kind of got in the way of screen tests and stuff like that, so it's in the meantime it's like, what else can I do to get things moving in that sense? But obviously I'll present Wakey, which we had you on yesterday, which was very entertaining.
So tell everybody a little bit about Wakey, please, because I love being on yesterday and I think it's such a great concept.
Yeah, okay. So basically Wakey is an app that you download. It's an alarm clock. When the alarm goes off, it is a 10-minute breakfast show that's kind of got a slant of mental health. It's kind of built around the mental health concepts, but it's very entertaining. We don't take ourselves too serious on it. There's a lot of jokes. There's a lot of innuendos. and it's presented by me and a lovely drag queen called Ginger Johnson, who we'd never, you know, we'd like, if we go back sort of like 26 weeks ago, we'd never met each other. We got in a room together. They screen tested us and there was just like this weird amount of chemistry, which you don't often get when people don't know each other. Do you know what I mean? Similar to the chemistry that we had when we screen tested Vic. But
I was just going to say, yes.
it's a mental health thing. It's all about, I know personally from my perspective, when I wake up in the morning, it's like my worst point of the day. Like, I have to have a really strong routine to get in, to actually wake up. Do you know what I mean? That's why when you said to me, can we record this at 10:30 in the morning, at 11:45 last night, I was like, absolutely not. Because by that point, I won't have been for a run, done a workout, meditated. I've got to do all these random things. So in that sense, it's actually really helpful. It's just a fun way to wake up in the morning. It's a fun little alarm clock. And they've done sort of like, what's it called? They've done like tests on the effectiveness of it. And they've proved that there's an upward curve. People are feeling happier and better in the morning, enjoying their lives more. There's the better mental health because of it. And, you know, we've got like, it's backed by science, the things that we say. We're not just talking out of our arses. I mean, obviously, I make a lot of jokes that are, well, I am talking out my arse. But, you know, it's backed by NHS doctors. It's all written by professional people that know what they're talking about. We have a psychologist on every Wednesday to talk through things. We have loads of guests like yourself. And I don't know, like, what did you think? Do you have fun on it yesterday?
So I had a super good time yesterday. And also, like, when you left, I worked all afternoon. I had a photo shoot. And I was speaking to, like, my makeup artist, my hairstylist about it. And I was like, it's such a good idea. Like, I can't believe someone hasn't done it sooner. Like, my Apple alarm clock goes off and I'm instantly filled with dread and anxiety.
Absolutely. Oh, that noise is horrific.
Oh,
it's anxiety inducing, ain't it?
It's the worst. And you just dread like your day. Yeah, very sexual.
Yeah.
But you do, you like hate your day. Like, before it's even started, you're stressed and you feel like your sleep's being rudely interrupted. So no, I feel like the idea of waking up to something that's positive and fun and with voices that you recognize is such a wonderful idea. And I wish you every success with it, mate. Yeah. You're one of the people who deserves it, really deserves it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very kind of you.
Well, before we go, Chris, I just wanted to first of all say you've been a delight and I really love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Don't tell her, can.
I will. Secondly, the podcast is, of course, called Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. So when me and my producer were talking about what your secret could be, God, we had so many different ideas pop into our head because you do quite a lot of stuff well. We didn't know whether it was going to be the secret to surviving social media or whether it was going to be the secret to having an overnight success, which, of course, you were completely catapulted to after Love Island. But after chatting to you today and hearing some of your really insightful insights, I suppose, on self-confidence, we have settled on Vicky Patterson, The Secret to Self-Confidence. How do you feel about that?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, fine. Okay, I can give that a bash.
Go on, babe. So what is your secret to self-confidence, hun?
God, there's so many different elements to it, I guess. So many different angles. I literally don't know where to start.
You talked before about not having a lot when you were growing up. And to me, you've always come across as someone who's just really comfortable in their own skin. And I think that's a very important, like, growth you've had there.
No, I've got it. I know what it is.
Go on, babe. Go on.
So this is just kind of like the person that I've always been, right? But people can do this. Do you know what I mean? It's not hard for anyone to do. It's not like I was born with this talent or anything. All it is, right, is throughout my entire life, I've put myself in uncomfortable situations. I do it constantly. I'd say quite shy as a kid. And then, you know, I had mates that were sort of like really extrovert, and I was like, my best mate was a massive extrovert when I was sort of like 15, 16. And he brought me out of my shell loads, and he would do things that I would literally like look at and think, how the fuck are you doing?
Terrifying.
That's so fucking scary. and he kind of like goaded me into doing things. And ever since then, like, I've just always put myself in a situation where I feel outside of my comfort zone. And then you move your comfort zone back every time you do that. And I think the biggest thing was Love Island. That was like the ultimate thing. I was like, I'm never going to be better as a person until I can move my comfort zone back. Like, when I was in sales, I didn't even like public speaking. Like, I wasn't good at it for a while. And I learned how to do that by putting myself in that situation and failing and practicing and getting better at it. So I think confidence is, some people have it, some people have it innately, some people have to build it. And I think if you come from a background of not really having it and building it, you kind of become a different level, really, because do you know what I mean? You've honed it. You've been through things to get to that level of ability and mm-hmm. that level of confidence. It's not often something that you just get. Mm-hmm. It's, you work on it. And I've always been the type of person that works on myself. Like when I was in sales, I used to read loads of sales psychology books. Mm-hmm. I read endless amounts of self-help books. And a lot of people are going to think that's really fucking sad.
No.
But let me tell you, if you're not working on your personality, mm-hmm. like what are you actually doing in your life? If you're not working on yourself, like that's what's so important. Like mm-hmm. literally take some time to better yourself as a person, because looks will fucking fade. Your personality will last forever. So don't go out and start getting lip fillers and your ears moved around and chin fillers and all that kind of shit. Work on your personality, because your personality is what fucking matters.
Oh,
and how good a person you are and all that kind of stuff. So fuck the superficial bollocks, because it is literally bollocks. And focus on, I'm proper ranting it.
No,
focus on yourself as a person and developing, you know, all the different parts of your personality. I've always done that. And that's kind of how I've got to this point in my life now, where like if I said to 20-year-old me, you're going to want to be a presenter in your life, I'd be like, fuck that, that's scary as fuck. But I've gently got myself, and I could have done this in a more extreme way than I have, but I've gently moved my comfort zone back and back and back and back, and then going on Love Island just fucking imploded it. And now I don't really give a fuck. Like, I will literally do things on my social media that I would never dream that I'd actually do. I literally just don't really care what people think. And that's where you need, that's where like you need to get to, really.
Yeah.
I have
very
days
liberating.
Where I do, but most of the time I don't. Sorry, I probably set a land speed record for swearing.
Oh my
passion.
God.
Passion coming through.
Don't be daft. For starters, you're on my podcast. No one could ever swear more than me. And secondly, like, it was lovely to hear you be so invested and so passionate about something. But it's right. Like, quite often in life, and I wish someone had told my 20-year-old self this. Like, I used to think self-confidence would come from when I was like really, when I was like the perfect size, or when my hair was perfect, or when I had the perfect face. Or,
it doesn't.
No, self-confidence comes from accepting who you are and being a good person. And I can't agree with you enough, Chris. I can't tell you how much what you just said resonated with me. Work on yourself. Do things that are good for your soul.
Yeah.
And I agree. Self-love will absolutely follow.
Yeah, 100%.
You're the best. You're the best.
Thank you. You're the best.
No, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on today.
You're the best. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I know you're a busy man. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you enjoy your day. But I'm just, all that's left to say is like, thank you. And I really hope you have a very long and successful career and realise all your dreams of being a TV presenter, because the British TV landscape would be worse for not having you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Absolute pleasure, Vic. Nice to speak to
Take
you.
Care, Petal.
Take care.
Go put
See
a fucking
soon.
Shirt on,
Bye.
Will you? Go put a shirt on. Well, that is it for Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, and I really hope you enjoyed listening this week. I know I had a ball making it. Chris is such a sweetheart, isn't he? Like a secret sweetheart. Who would have thought it? Love Island star. Anyway, if you are loving the series, then please do all of the normal podcasty things. Subscribe, leave a review, tell your mates. We've recently just added an email, so you can tell us if there's anything you're particularly loving about the podcast or anything you're not loving. Honestly, leave your constructive criticisms there. We aren't sensitive. So if you have anything in particular to say, the email is vickypattersonpodcast@gmail.com. And I just want to give a huge shout out to two lovely girls who left proper nice messages on there. So Sarah, Chloe, you know who you guys are. It meant the world to me to receive your messages. So thanks very much, guys. Keep listening and enjoying the podcast, and I'll see you all next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.